It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state has identified two large locations to treat COVID-19 patients if a surge of cases occurs. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The Denver Convention Center and the Larimer County Fairgrounds will be used to treat patients who don't need critical care and are being transferred from a hospital. These facilities aren't for people seeking medical care or a diagnosis. They're meant for patients who are recovering. The state says construction on these medical shelters will begin tomorrow and is expected to be complete by the end of the month. Plans for three more shelters should be finalized by the end of the week. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
A state prison inmate has tested positive for COVID-19. The Department of Correction says the inmate was transferred from the Denver City Jail to prison in Buena Vista on March 26th and has been in quarantine. A cellmate has been monitored for symptoms. It was the first time that a prison inmate in the state has tested positive for the new coronavirus. Colorado's snowpack is at 102% of normal. Brian DeMoncos with the Natural Resources Conservation Service says that's a good place to be, but that snowpack isn't the only thing to look at when considering stream flows and water supply.
We had a particularly dry fall through a few of the months in different locations, and those dry conditions likely will have an effect on the runoff numbers that we see this spring.
Stream flow forecasts are more favorable in the northern half of the state. In the south, the forecast ranges between 65% to 95% of normal flow. Census questionnaires will arrive in some mailboxes today. Colorado households that have not already filled out the census online will get a chance to return a paper copy. Nearly 50% of Colorado households already have responded to the census. That's about 4 percentage points above the national average. Much of the state has cooler temperatures today and a chance for rain tonight and some snow ahead for the weekend. This is CPR News.